We are not going to say that our next time, I'm going to ask our audience to kindly play us into the giving of our offerings. We bring our offerings to God.
Access to medical care is limited. Lord, help us to keep
things in perspective. And to see the world through your eyes, the bigger picture. Save us from selfishness. Save us from being introverted and so caught up with our story that we completely miss the story of the one who is crying out to be heard, to be loved, to be welcomed, to be forgiven, to be redeemed. And Lord, on this day that is International Women's Day, we thank you that you created us men and women, made in your image and in your likeness, not to be the same, but to complement one another in the communities and in the societies and in the families in which we live. But we do recognise, O God, that there is still inequality in the world today between men and women. We recognise that there are cases of abuse, and sometimes that abuse does affect men, but statistically it is much more likely to affect women. And so we pray in our own community for those today who feel unsafe, and we ask for them that there may be a place of safety and a place of new beginnings. Lord, thank you for the life and ministry of this parish church. Thank you for its elders and office bearers. Thank you for each person who calls Key Park their church family. And we pray for the other churches alongside us here in the town of Kilmarnock, for our brothers and sisters in each and every tradition. And we pray during this season of Lent that you would help us all in our inward journey to draw nearer to you. And as we draw nearer to you, to be able to reach out in love more fully one to the other. Lord, be near all those today who are troubled and sick in body, mind, or spirit. Lord, watch over those who love them and care for them, sometimes through circumstances that are truly devastating. We pray for those that we love and care for who are in hospital or living in care home facilities. And we thank you for those places of care. But Lord, you know that for us there is a sense sometimes of overwhelming guilt that we have not been able to keep those we love nearer to us. Lord, take that guilt away from us. Release us from our fears and grant us your peace, a peace that the world cannot give. And in the silence of this place, Lord, hear the cry and prayer of our own hearts. Nicodemus came to Jesus, and Jesus was there waiting for him. May we have the courage to come to Jesus and know that he will be waiting for us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Thanks be to God, who hears and answers prayers In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. As ever, you are all invited to join with us, if you're able to, after the conclusion of our service down in the hall for a cup of tea or coffee. And I've been asked also to remind you of the Lent Cafe. We're back to Fridays now for the three remaining Lent Cafes. So just a word about that. The cafe opens at 10 on the Friday morning and is open from 10 through till 12. Then there's a little break over lunchtime, and then the afternoon team come in, and the cafe is open from 2:30 till 4:30. Please come. Please bring your husbands, your wives, your partners, your children, your grandchildren. Bring your neighbours and come and join and share together in that life of fellowship. Those of you who are maybe visiting this morning or maybe don't have one, there are still some of the sanctuary for Lent, which are the thin booklets. They are on the communion table out there in the cafe area. So although you've come into it late, you can catch up if you want, but you're very welcome to take one of those booklets. And if you think there's anyone else you know, a neighbour or a friend who would find it a blessing to have that, then please feel free to take one or two and give them away to other people as a gift from yourself and from us here in the church. A wonderful hymn of promise and hope and grace. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. And for those of you looking in the books, it's number 555.
Thank you. quite realise how appropriate the words of that hymn were until we sung them together there. We are held by that grace, and may that grace watch over and protect you and all of those you love, whether near or far, in this world or the next, this day.